We're on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Omar Shmuel. The Kulan Tzrichos Lahamtin Shlosha Chodoshim. Right, we're going back now to the Mishnah that if a woman, we're not sure, she lived with somebody who wasn't her husband, or she wants to get married now, we'll see. So she has to wait 3 months so we can know if the child is born after 6 months, or less than 6 months, we know for sure that it's from the first husband. And this is what's it called, a 9-month baby. And also, but 3 months you can see already if the woman is pregnant. And if it's born in 9 months, then you know it's not a 12-month baby, that's the second husband's. Okay. Who's the exception? Chutz migioris umushuchreres ktana. Except for a gioris, woman who converts. So we have to know, and she was a ketana, she's not going to get pregnant anyway. But you can make a gzera, lo plug, that it applies even to a ketana where the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, because we're afraid that a gdola then will also not wait 3 months. But by a gioris that doesn't apply. The Gemara now thinks the reason is, because lo shriach, gioris is not a usual thing, and therefore in a case that's lo shriach, the Rabbana didn't make a gzera. So a gioris who's also a ketana, there they didn't make her wait 3 months. We'll see the Gemara in the end says a different reason. And a Meshuchrera, same thing. She was a Shifcha, also a Goya, in between. And she was let free. So now she has to wait 3 months before she can get married. And a Gedola, because we want to know, is the child, was the child conceived when she was a Goya? Or was conceived when she was, even though in either case, the birth, the child's going to be a regular Jew. But the Shaila is, what was the, want to know, the yichus of the child, was he Nizra, the geyus, or the kashus? So if they're ketanos, then there's no gzera. Avo ketana bas Yisrael, tzrich lahamtin gimel chadoshim. For the ketana bas Yisrael, which is similar to a gedola, there we make the gzera. Even though in this case it doesn't apply, right? The girl's not going to get pregnant. She's katana. But we're, what's it called? We're goes there, atu a gedola bas Yisrael, which is shriach. It's a regular case. And therefore, what's it called? Even a katana has to wait 3 months. So Mara says, uvamai. How did this katana, right, leave her husband? She's living with one husband. And now she lived with somebody else. And we have to know, which is the first husband, second husband. How'd she have two husbands? Ibn Miyun, she was married to somebody, and she wasn't yet a gedola, and she was memayin him. The original marriage is only a marriage by the mother or the brother. Her father wasn't around. Or we said another case where the father married her once, and she got, when she was a ketana, she got divorced. Then he can't marry her in a Torah again. Even the father's marriage is only the rabban. So whatever it was, she had a rabbinic marriage where she could be memayin, and she was memayin. So that's the case where she has to wait 3 months, right? Now she can't remarry, right? Even if she's a ketana, because we're afraid that a gedola will also not wait 3 months. Mora says, "Omar Shmuel de Loboy." By Shmuel said that by miyum she doesn't have to, because you can't make a gzera that if a ketana gets married within 3 months after her miyum, we're afraid a gedola will get married in 3 months after a miyun. There's no such thing as miyun by a gedola. So the case can't be, therefore they didn't make a gzera. And to make a gzera because of miyun to get, it's too dissimilar to make a gzera. The beget, it's talking in a regular case, she had a kedushin deraisa, and she didn't have miyun, she had a get. Her father married her off the first time. Kedushin deraisa. She had a get when she was a ketana. She has to wait now 3 months before she gets married again, for fear that if she doesn't wait 3 months, a gedola won't wait. And even though by her she can't get pregnant anyway, it doesn't make a difference, but a gedola could get pregnant and it'll be a problem. Whose kid is this? From the first husband or from this husband? The beget to Omer Shmuel Chavazimah. Shmuel said this already once. Why is it necessary to be medayik, the way that we shall learn? It's not a kasha on why did Shmuel say it twice, because Shmuel didn't say it twice over here. Here we're medayik. that that's what Shmuel meant. He didn't come out and say that a Ketana who was Megureshes has to wait 3 months. But the question is, why did the Gemara have to medayik from Shmuel? Shmuel said it beferish. What did it need a diuk for? Domar Shmuel, mi an nabo, eino tzrich lahamtin shloshu chadashim. Nosem lage, tzrich lahamtin shloshu chadashim beferish. Shmuel said that a Ketana who was Memayin doesn't have to wait 3 months, but a Ketana who had a get has to wait 3 months before she remarries. Ela biznus. It's talking where she was Mezana. Ketana was Mezana. And now she has to wait 3 months before she can get married because we don't know who the husband is. And even though she can't, we don't know who the child will be, but even though she can't get pregnant, but lo pluk, because we're afraid that a similar situation would happen by a gedola. Gzeira, the gazu, rabbonik ktana, mishum gedola. And even though the reason doesn't apply to a ktana, they were gozu, ktanu, ktana, atu gedola. See Rashi till here. Omar Shmuel, the kulan hanoshim shenivalu. All women who had relations with one man before they can get married to another man have to wait 3 months. Tzrichos lahamtim b'lehinosei shloshe chadoshim achar biyosam chutz migioris and mishuchreres ktana. The only exceptions are a gioris and a mishuchreres who are ktanos. The afagav the stam ovdik ochav and v'shiv chazol nosein. Even though most of the time a girl who was before she converted, right, or what's it called, live with other people, they're promiscuous. Lo gozer rabban and biktana lahamtin achar tefilas gioris and mishuchreres klum. They weren't gozer and a ketana to wait, because the reason really doesn't apply to her because she can't get pregnant. Midika omer Shmuel chutz migioris ketana mechlal de kulan de kamer aktanas nomikoi. Mashma, that when it says everybody has to wait, it means even regular ketanas who are not gioros or mishuchroros. The ketana bas Yisrael tzrich lahamtin, a regular Jewish girl who somehow lived with one man, either we said with a mi or with a kedushin the rabbanon or kedushin the rice or znus, has to wait 3 months. The afogad the last bas bonim he the ein kan havchana ben zaros or rishon zaros or sheni gozu barabbanim yishum gedola. And even though the reason doesn't apply to her because she can't get pregnant, but we're afraid if we let her get married within 3 months, people will get confused and they'll let a gedola marry in 3 months, and there the reason does apply. How is it talking over here? What was the situation where she had a first husband or a first relation? There's no way that you can confuse a ketana that's yotze b'miyun with a gedola that's yotze b'miyun, because there's no such thing as miyun by a gedola. The gozer rabban and ketana, the gabi gioris ketana lo gozer mishum lo shichas. Rashi says, right now the Gemara thinks, the reason we weren't gozer by a gioris or a mishuchreris, because they're unusual cases, they're not a usual case, and the rabban weren't gozer in unusual cases. Milsa lo shichi lo gozer b'rabban. That's what the Gemara thinks now. But a regular Bas Yisrael getting married is a Dover Shriach, and therefore they were gozer. Mara says, Umi gazrin ketana mishum gedola, do we make such a gzeira? Bohasman, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Imhoyu ketanas, she'enem ru'uyus leili, machzir noso miyad. Our Mishnah says that in the case where they got mixed up, and each husband, they swapped wives accidentally, they have to wait 3 months, now in order to take back their real wife, for fear that maybe she got pregnant from the swapped husband. But if they were ketanos, they don't have to wait. So you see, the fairies were not goes, a regular case of ketanos. They don't have to wait. Om Rav Gidl, Om Rav, Horasha Haisa. No, it was a Horasha, meaning that this was an emergency measure. Zemora says, Mechlal de Havoy? What do you mean, Horasha? The Mishnah is not talking about a maisa that happened. It's talking about a halacha that could happen. Horasha, you say, well, that was a special emergency case over there. It was a special emergency case. We're not talking about a case that actually happened. We're talking about, theoretically, if it would happen. Ela kiho rasha haisa. Right? The chilut lo shriach. Just as much as a gioris and a mishuchreris is lo shriach. This case of wife swapping, where, what's it called, the brothers swap wives of married sisters, that is not a usual thing. And even swapping regular wives is not a usual thing that happens, right? And therefore, since it's lo shchiach, it was like a horasho, it was like an emergency thing, a one-time thing. therefore milsa de lo shchiach lo gozu graban. It's as unusual as a gioris and a meshuchareris. Lishnachrina, another way of learning the sugya. Amri lo amar Shmuel kulan shrichus lahamtin shloshe chadashim chutz migioris meshuchareris gedola. Avaktana bas Yisrael ein atzricha lahamtin gimel chadashim. Right, Shmuel said, not like that. Shmuel said that a gioris and meshuchareris gedola also have to wait 3 months. Right, but even a ktana bas Yisrael doesn't have to wait. Regular ktana, since the gzera doesn't apply to her, right? Therefore, they didn't make a gzera ktana atu gdola. B'mai, Samara says, how's it talking? Iba miyun ha'omra Shmuel chadazima. If it's called by miyun, Shmuel already said that by miyun you don't have to wait. Because again, they're for sure. There's no reason to be gozer. It's double, not like a gdola. First of all, she's a ktana. And second of all, there's no such thing as miyun by a gdola. I beget hakomer Shmuel the boy. Domer Shmuel me and the boy. No tzrich lahamtin shloshe chadashim. No some get tzrich lahamtin shloshe chadashim. And some about get Shmuel said you do have to wait after a get. So can't be talking about a get over here because that would contradict what Shmuel said somewhere else. Ela biznus must be talking by znus. And by znus, what's it called? Even by a ktana bas Yisrael, they weren't gozer. Right? Why not? Uznus b'ktana lo shriach. Because znus by ektana is not a usual thing. Mature girls could be mazana, but immature girls usually aren't mazana. Mara says gioris and meshuchreres deshich b'znus ligzot. I lechora gioris and a meshuchreres. That what's it called? That znus is shchiach by them, even by ektanos. So why aren't we gozer? If the whole reason is because it's lo shchiach, znus is shchiach by them. Right, Ligzor, and now the Gemara has Charata from what it said before, that Geirus and Shichrur is not itself not Shriach. That we don't hold anymore. Now we hold that it is Shriach. The only thing is that because Znus is not Shriach by a Ketana, but Znus by a Gioris and a Meshuchreris, before they converted, before she was let free, it is a Shriach for little girls to be promiscuous by Goyim. So Gemara says, Hu da Omek Reb Yossi? Let's go see Rashi till here. Michlal de Havoy, Ditmia. The mission is talking about a specific case that was a horasha. The chimaisa kaze iri bimechachonin. This maisa ever happened? Vahashnaim shikidshuk tani. Velo tani maisa. The mission is not telling over a maisa that happened. It's talking about a theoretical case. She can't say on a theoretical case, horasha haisa. Ela ki horasha haisa. Velo haisa didn't ever happen, but if it would have happened, it would be like an unusual case, an emergency case. The low gazerina, but my time a chiluf lo shchiach, because this kind of case is something that's not usual, not usual thing. Chutz migioris meshuchreres gedola, miriktani b'hai chutz gedola mechlau detzvichos lahamtin. The kolmer begdolos kumayri. That's what it says. You have to weigh. It's talking about gedolos, but a meshuchreres, gioris, and even a regular Jewish girl who is a ktana doesn't have to wait according to this lashon. Gioris, and the Gemara says the reason is, because it's not talking about a get, because there you have to wait. It's not talking about miyun, because then for sure you don't have to wait. It's talking about znus. And znus is lo shchiyah. The Gemara says that's very nice by a regular Jewish girl, but it's not, doesn't apply to goyim. Right? Gioris and meshuchreres teshchicha bu znus ligzot, shiamtinu kedei lahavchi min zeresh and nizra shalo b'tusha lezeresh and nizra b'tusha. The Gemara says no. Who the Omek Reb Yossi? The Tanya, Hagioris. Right? No. So here now we're saying that even a gdola by what's it called? Not a ktana. A gdola by a meshuchreres and a gioris doesn't have to wait, right? Because that the whole thing is lo shriach. But the Gemara says the Lamaisa, if we're saying now the reason it's lo shriach is because znus is lo shriach. Znus is shriach by these women. These are talking about gdolos now. The Gemara says. Who the Omek Reb Yossi? The Tanya, Hagioris v'Hashvuya v'Hashivcha sheniftu v'Shenizgayru v'Neshishtacharu tzrichos v'Hamtin gimel chadashim. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Right? He said like Reb Yossi. The Braisa says like this: Hagioris, Hashvuya, Hashivcha, who were either let free or redeemed or converted. V'Shenizgayru v'Neshishtacharu tzrichos v'Hamtin gimel chadashim. Divrei Reb Yehuda. They have to wait 3 months. to know whether the child was conceived when she was a Goya, or from the captors, or from what you call from when she was a Goya because she was a Shivcha. Rabbi Yossi matir li oris li nosim yad. And Rabbi Yossi says she can get married right away. She doesn't have to wait 3 months. Omar Rabba, my time is Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi? Can't be because nus is lo shriya, because by these people's nus is shriya. And it can't be because geirus and these things are not shriach at all, because we'll see that even applies to a regular Jewess. Kesover isha mezana mishameshes b'moch. When a woman's mezana, she doesn't want to get pregnant. Women who are mezana don't want to get pregnant from this nus, even goyim. And therefore, she puts in a moch, right, and to stop herself from getting pregnant. She uses birth control. Kedeshul to sabin. Omer le Abaye, Bishlam begioris kiven the daitali gura imenat renavsha. Kedeva hafri mizerush and isra betusha means zerush and isra slobetusha. I understand that a goyish woman who's mizana, who knows that she has plans to become a gioris, will see that she doesn't want to get pregnant. She doesn't want to get, involved with trying to figure out if the kid was conceived shalobikdusha, shabikdusha. So she knows she's on the way for conversion. Better she shouldn't get pregnant. She's not yet, right? She's getting her last, sowing her wild oats before she's Megayer, but they get pregnant, she doesn't want to. Shvuya v'shivcha nomi. A shvuya also is captured. So she also knows that she's going to be redeemed. She heard the captors talking that they're releasing her. Shivcha also nomi. Shami mimarayu. Menatri nafshayu. They heard that they're being let free. So they figure that better not get pregnant and make things complicated. The basins can give us trouble. Better not to be pregnant. Eli Yotzis b'shein v'ayin. There's a case of Mishuchreres that comes upon her unknown. Right? Her master knocked out her tooth, knocked out her eye. She wasn't exactly planning it, right? When's my master going to knock out my teeth? So I better not get pregnant because maybe he's going to knock my tooth out. It happened. So she couldn't plan for that. And if she didn't plan for it, why in the world wouldn't she want to get pregnant? Right? And to go and be mishamish with a moch every time, because maybe someday her master is going to knock out her tooth in the near future, right? A woman doesn't think like that. She's not going to go to all this bother because of such an unusual thing. She doesn't even think about it. Hechi mashchachesla, and it's mashem meshuchreres in any case, even shein v'ayim. The chitema called him a meila moda Reb Yossi. And if you'll say that in a chanami, in that kind of case, Reb Yossi would hold that you have to wait 3 months. For hasnan, anusa umafuta tzricha lahamtin gimul chadoshin div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi matir leoris inosim yad. Even an anusa mafuta, which is unexpected, the woman was raped. Or she was seduced. She wasn't planning on being seduced or raped. Still, Reb Yossi holds you don't have to wait. So you see, even in a case where she doesn't have in mind, and therefore she uses a moch, knowing that eventually she's going to very soon either convert or whatever or need to have this hafkana. It's even talking in a case of unexpected. Still, Reb Yossi holds that she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Elom Rabaya Isha Mizana Mishapeches Shalot Tisaber. It's not that she puts in a moch. Putting in a moch, a woman's not going to go to the bother to put in a moch on something that she didn't even think of. Every time to use a moch because maybe her other's going to knock out her tooth. Maybe she'll be raped today. That's not worth the bother, and it doesn't cross a woman's mind. But the reason that women who are mezana don't get pregnant, not because they use a moch, but because they turn over and the zera drains out, and that keeps them from getting pregnant. And turning over is no big deal, right? Turning over a woman will do even if she, she doesn't want to get pregnant b'chalal. Even if she's not considering getting raped or getting her tooth knocked out, right? But to turn over is no big deal. So she doesn't want to get pregnant in general from znus. So even if it was something unexpected, she got raped, she'll turn over right away, make sure she won't get pregnant. V'idach hashin in shem alon isapcha yofen. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds were afraid that she didn't turn over good enough. Not every time that a woman turns over doesn't she get pregnant. Sometimes it won't help. She didn't turn over fast enough. Right, so Lamais, he's choshish for that, and Rabbi Yossi is not choshish for that. Rashi. Minatra nafsha. Minatra nafsha, umamtia moch, we said this, yeah? Hudomak Rav Yossi? Yeah, the low gozer. The meforish taima, the isha mezana misapeches. In the end, the Gemara says the reason Rav Yossi is not gozer, because a woman who's mezana turns over and usually doesn't get pregnant. Kidei shel desaber. Umiyu b'Yisraelis gozer Shmuel's nus atu nesuin. But a regular Jewess, he was a gozer, znus atu nesuin. Because they're afraid that, what's it called, that if she'll be married, then she's not turned over, she wants to get pregnant, that they won't wait 3 months either. So a regular Jewess, gedola, even znus, we are gozer atu nesuin. V'lo sover k'Rav Yossi, v'lo gozer b'hu, k'da omer l'kamon b'anusa mafuta. Rav Yossi taka holds, even by a gedola, by znus, we are, what's it called, we are not gozer. But Shmuel didn't hold like Rav Yossi in that. That's what he argued on Rav Yossi, that l'maisa, a gedola we do, are gozer by znus. But by all these other cases, we're not choshish for znus, because, what's it called, it's not shchiyah that she'll become pregnant. Aval b'gioris lo gozer znus, she'benochris mishum nesuin, de'benochris tafilu gioris nesua, kivin de'daita l'giure misapeches nami, k'dei v'hafi mizera kedusha, zera shlo bedusha kamon. Even a married Gioris, not Znus, doesn't want to get pregnant if she knows she's going to convert. She doesn't want to get complicated. So therefore, she turns over even if she's married when she was a goy. So therefore, we're not gozer b'chlau, what's it called, by a Gioris or a Meshuchereris. But Rabbi Yossi holds we're not even gozer by a Gedola Bas Yisrael. And Shmuel holds no, Gedola Bas Yisrael, we are gozer by Znus, but not a, what's it called, not a Gioris or Meshuchereris. Menatra nafsho, mitam yamoch bahado mezumenma. And first the Gemara thinks the reason that she won't get pregnant is she goes to the trouble of putting in a moch. The Gemara says that's very nice, but what if she's not expecting it? Then the woman's not going to put a moch in and go to all that bother for something that's unexpected. Eliyotza b'shem v'ayin delo havis yodas mikara dasiv l'shtachar. She didn't think about being let free. Not that her master was talking about letting her free. One day he got mad at her, knocked out her tooth, and then she got in free. Lo mitarchum izdar lasi moch b'ador. She's not going to go to the tirch of putting in a moch, because maybe someday my master will knock out my tooth. Therefore, I should go, every time I have bia, I should be able to moch. Anusa mafuta yisraelis v'hari onus v'melehu v'ein l'moch. Right, same thing with yisraelis, anusa mafuta. Right, v'chore, it happened unexpected. There's no moch there. The mother says, no, there's another reason she doesn't get pregnant. Not because of the bother of putting in a moch, because she turns over. Misapeches va'af yotze b'shein va'ayinomi leka tash l'mifrach. Tekiven dehipuch kalhu la ve'ein ba torach misapechesi. Even though she's not expecting to be set free, but she always turns over. It's an easy thing to do, in order because she shouldn't get pregnant, just in case. And even maybe not even just in case, just stanches, want to get pregnant from Znus. The whole isha mezana ain't a rotzel esaber. A woman who's mezana doesn't want to get pregnant from his nose. Okay, let's go on. Let's finish the parak. Dimhoyu kahanos. It says that if they were what's it called kahanos, which means the daughters of kohanim, that's what we think now, then they can't go back. Right? They're the pasul from truma. So Moshe says kahanos in Yisrael is low. Mashma, it's only daughters of kohanim are pasul from truma. But Yisraelios, who are married to Kohanim, are still kosher. That's not true. Right? Eima imhayu nishay Kohanim. It doesn't make a difference if they're Yisraelios or Kohanos. Right? Their yichus doesn't make a difference. It depends who they're married to. If they're married to Kohanim, then if they even by accident live with somebody else, right, even forced, they're also to their husbands, and they're the apostle from Truma. Gemara says Neshei Kohanim in Neshei Yisraelim Lo. That means if they were married to regular Jews and they're not also to their husbands, they're okay with truma. It's not true. V'ha Amar Rav Amram Ha Nilsa Amar Lon Rav Sheshes V'anirinu La'ainin Mimas Nisan. Rav Sheshes told us halacha, and we brought proof from the Mishnah. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Afal Bishem Uteres L'Baila. A woman who's married to a regular Jew and she was raped. So she's allowed to live with her husband because what's it called, a regular Jewess who's raped doesn't become usher to her husband. He lo nisposa, the Torah says, by Yisota. She wasn't forced. Mashma, she was forced. She's mutter to her husband. Even though she's mutter to her husband, psula l'kahuna, But she's possible forever marrying a Kohen, because she was over the issue of Eishes Ish, even though it was Ba'onis. So she's possible to a Kohen, just like if she would be a wife of a Kohen, she'd be also to him. And the Mela, she's never allowed to marry a Kohen if this guy dies, or this guy dies, right, because the divorce is not a married Kohen anyway. This guy dies, she can't marry a Kohen, because she was Nivala L'Pasula. So therefore, and she's also Pasul L'Truma. Omar Rava Hachikomer, Im Hayu Kahanos Nesuos L'Yisrael. What it means like this, if she was a Bas Kohen, who was married to Yisrael, Nifslu Min HaTruma D'Meshaya. So the halacha is that if her husband dies, and she has no children, she can eat Truma again, right? As long as she's married to a regular Jew, she can't eat Truma. As long as she wasn't married, she could eat Truma because of her father. If her husband died and she didn't have children, she goes back to eating Truma because of her father. But if in the interim she was Nivel Apostola, somebody who's ushered to her live with her, then she can never go back to eat Truma even if she doesn't have children. Rashi. Kohanos, Benos Kohanim. Kohanos means the daughter of a Kohen. Yisrael is low, Bitmiya. Ho, the Ashes Kohen, Yafilu Bas Yisrael, Nomi Asur Labaila Kohen. Doesn't have to be a Kohen, this is Asur. Even if she's a regular Bas Yisrael, but she's married to a Kohen, she's Asur to her husband. Neshe Kohanim, Im Baaleim Kohanim, Nifsulahen. The Ashes Kohen, Shenens Asur Labaila. So it doesn't mean she's a Kohen, it means she's married to a Kohen. Tomorrow says, only if she's married to a Kohen, is she also to her husband, to a Kohen? Mashma, that if she was married to regular Yisrael, and she got raped, she'd be mutter to marry a Kohen after that. Neshe Yisrael lo bitmiyo v'chi im baleim shel elu Yisraelim milo nifslu nami l'kohuna shim yamusu elu lo yinosu l'kohanim. They still became also to a Kohanis. Mashma, that only if she was married to a Kohen, she'd become also. But if she was married to a regular Yisrael, she would be mutter to a Kohen later. It's not true. V'omer of Amram, the Mishnah we didn't learn yet. Eishes Yisrael shenenso, afal pi shemuteres l'bayla, mivahilo nitzbisa, because it says that the condition by a sota for her to be usher is that she did it willingly. But if she was forced, then she's not a sota, she's mutter to her husband. Ha nitzbisa muteres, afilu hachi psula v'kohuna im yomus bayla. She still becomes possible to a Kohen, that if her husband dies, she can never marry a Kohen. Im hayu kahanos, benos kohanim, v'afilu nesuos l'Yisrael. But the case is talking about this. They were kohanos, daughters of kohanim, married to a regular Jew. Even though they don't become also to their husband, they can never go back to eat truma as a normal kohanos does if her husband dies and she doesn't leave her with children. The lo mahani haiznus lasso, even though the znus doesn't answer to her husband, it answers her to truma and to kohanim if the husband does. Nifslu mitruma devei neshayu shim yomus ba'ala the zera ema ena shavel beisavia kinureha the pasul la haiznus. This znus apostles her. Kiretanya lekamon ba'amon lekohen gadol. Later on, daf samaches kohenis levia v'israeli shiboa leagir amoni. The Gemara learns like this. The Gemara says, first of all, that if somebody who's usher to her, milav, like a ger amoni, can't ever marry a regular Jewess, usher alav, yovo, amoni, moavi, the other time, mi bas kohen ki siya le'izor, kivin sheniva l'apostle, apostle. Okay? The afal gav the most vinon, the ema niva l'apostle chai v'krisos, even the Gemara asks, maybe not a chai v'lavin, maybe only chai v'krisos, and the Gemara says, ki siya ksi, mashman there's kedushin. By Chayve Krisis, there is no Kedushin. Hanach de Isbu Havoya, Almas Nus, the Chayve Krisis, Lo Possum Achilles Tuma. Here is Chayve Krisis, it's Eishes Ish. So maybe what's it called, this doesn't pass her. Only the case where there is Kedushin and it's Osir, then if she had Bia with somebody like that, it passes her from Truma. But if she had Bia with somebody who Bechlaus, not Shaya Kedushin, maybe not. The Gemara says no. Hohodr Maisina Hosam, Kra. The Gemara says no, it's also even the case where there is no Kedushin. Krach Rina, ki si almonu grusha, lemute kusi ve'evit shein lo almonus ve'gerushin ba. Now it says, ki si almonu grusha. But Mashma, if she lived with somebody that she didn't have any Kedushin with, like a goy, right? So then there's no, or an evit. where there's no such thing as being an almana because she never was married. Or there can't be gerushin because she never was married. Same thing with apply to any chayve krisus where there's no kedushin. So we have one pasuk that tells me that chayve krisus and a goy and a, what's it called, an evid, make this woman pasul. We have another pasuk that tells me even chayve lavin make her pasul. And then the Gemara says maybe it's only Chayvei Krisus and not Chayvei Lavin. We need two psukim. One to tell me Chayvei Lavin passels her, and the other one to tell me Chayvei Krisus, or where there is absolutely no Kedushin at all, like by a goy, also passels her. Okay. Havim lechad ba'achin, havim lechad ba'achin, havim lechad ba'achin.